How to build trust without acting like you belong more than you do? One of the great temptations in motorcycle chaplaincy is trying to belong too quickly. That usually comes from a sincere desire to connect. But if it is handled poorly, it can harm the very trust you are hoping to build. People can sense when someone is trying to move into a relational space faster than the relationship can actually hold. So how do you build trust without acting like you belong more than you do? First, accept your real position. If you are new, be new. If you are being welcomed gradually, accept gradual welcome. If you are present by invitation, honor the limits of that invitation. A mature chaplain does not inflate access. A mature chaplain does not pretend deeper standing than is real. Instead, the chaplain works from honesty. That honesty is not weakness. It is integrity. Second, let consistency do the work. In many motorcycle settings, people trust what repeats. They notice who shows up again. They notice who stays steady. They notice who remains respectful over time. They notice who does not become weird around grief, guardedness, or strong personalities. Trust is often built less by one powerful conversation and more by repeated low-pressure faithfulness. Third, respect existing relationships. Do not act as if your role gives you priority over family, long-term friends, club leaders, or those already trusted in the circle. You are not there to jump the line relationally. You are there to serve within the reality already present. This is especially important in hard moments. At a hospital, funeral, memorial gathering, or tense public event, a chaplain should not assume emotional centrality. The chaplain may be useful, but the chaplain is not automatically the key person in the room. Fourth, avoid false familiarity. That means no pretending insider knowledge, no exaggerated cultural language, no overusing names or symbols to create a fast bond, no emotional over-identification with people you barely know. False familiarity may feel warm to the chaplain, but it often feels off to the people receiving it. Real trust grows through truthfulness. Fifth, make room for people to define the pace. Some will open quickly, some will not. Some may welcome prayer. Some may prefer practical conversation first. Some may watch you for a long time before deciding whether you are safe. A wise chaplain allows that difference. You do not have to rush people into comfort. Sixth, keep your role clear and small enough to be believable. You do not need to present yourself as the answer to every need. You can say simple things like, I'm here to listen if helpful, or I'm available if prayer would ever be welcome, or I'm glad to support where appropriate. These phrases are modest, and that modesty builds credibility. From the standpoint of whole person care, trust grows when people feel respected in body, space, emotion, and agency. They feel it when you do not crowd them. They feel it when your tone is steady. They feel it when you let them remain free rather than managed. That is part of caring for embodied souls. And from a ministry sciences standpoint, trust grows when you reduce threat. When you are predictable, respectful, and non-intrusive, people become more able to relax. Their guardedness may soften over time. Their conversation may deepen over time. But that softening cannot be forced. It has to be earned. Here is a good question to ask yourself. Am I trying to be trusted or am I trying to feel included? Those are not always the same thing. If you are trying to feel included, you may push too fast. If you are trying to be trusted, you will move with more patience. In the end, trust is not built by acting like you already belong. It is built by serving so faithfully, respectfully, and clearly that over time people become glad you are there. That is the better goal, not instant belonging. Earned trust. And in chaplaincy, earned trust is worth far more.